morning. This is the chorus call operator. Welcome to the presentation of the 2011 annual results of the Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. For assistance from an operator during the conference call, please press star followed by zero. And now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi Di Vignano, Chairman of Hera Group. Good evening. We are here with Mr. Venier, Mr. Hansen, and Mr. Moroni to illustrate the 2011 results. Already from our press release and the material sent, you've been able to see that we've had good and consistent results with compared to the year. There were no problems in any specific period of the year, even though 2011 did have some unique characteristics, such as a winter, which during the months of November and December was milder than we expected. The results show a growth that has been supported by all of the business areas, and especially, as we'll be seeing later on in the details, we have had a significant growth coming in from the energy sectors, thanks to our commercial developments, and thanks to the purchase policies we've had in terms of procuring raw materials. And further positive elements of the financial statement include a positive cash flow performance along the lines that we had illustrated in our business plan, and also very much in line with the reduction in investments, which had obviously already been announced, which are at 319 million euros for 2011. And we had a net financial position equal to 1,987 million euros, which improved compared to the previous quarter. Therefore, these are three elements from the financial side of things that are comforting to us vis-a-vis the choices made, and they improved during the year. EBITDA is at a plus 37.5 million euros. And we also need to underline the fact that the results we are focusing on were also impacted by tax issues, namely the Robin tax and ERAP, the tax on labor costs. Today, the council also approved the budget, and we also approved the proposed dividend, which we had announced in March 2011, and it is at 9 euro cents per share. All of these elements, plus another element which had a significant impact in terms of the growth of our energy business, which is the growth of our customer base. If we look beginning in 2007 onwards, we have had an increase of 300,000 customers in the energy sectors, and this obviously brings about the increase of an often overlooked factor, which is the wealth represented by these customers, which has grown 10%, up to 280 million euros based on market value. So these are the basic pieces of information. And now we'd like to step away from the classic type of presentation we've always used, and we'd like to focus on a specificity that we will have in 2012. We are in the middle of our 10th year of activity. It will be concluded at the end of October. And this today we are illustrating our 10th financial statement from the beginning of the company. Therefore, we have decided to share a page with you which can shed some light on the company's performance over these past years. It's on page 2, where you can appreciate not only the growth in terms of our operating results, which is characterized by continuity and by the homogeneous nature of the steps we've made over the years. In terms of debt, I'd like to remind you of the significant efforts that the company had to face in order to build its assets. And you can see how the level of our debt is stable in terms of its ratio to EBITDA over the past few years, and it is very much in line with the forecast in our business plan. Investments have been reduced over the past 2 years, as we had expected. And if we take the entire 10 years into account, we are above 3.5 billion euros in terms of investments made, which is equal to 86% of the EBIT produced over the last 10 years. And I think that this is yet further proof of the commitment of the company, of the strength of our commitments. We've also had an interesting response together with this in terms of the choices we've made in terms of increasing the dividend, with values that even in the past 2 years, in terms of dividend yield specifically, have a very have had a very interesting trend. As far as the sectors are concerned, Mr. Vernier will be going into them in greater detail. But looking at the 10 years, we have a clear picture of the growth we've had in all of our business sectors. And we have three sectors that are above 150 and up to 200 million euros in terms of the contribution they make to EBITDA, namely water, gas, and waste. Then we have a separate line of growth represented by power, electricity, which started from scratch 10 years ago, and which now contributes over 73 million euros to the company's overall result. So just to summarize, based on the total trends, on the total results, you can appreciate a stability in the performance the company has had, also vis-a-vis our competitors. Now, having said that, let's look to the results that we've obtained to date. In terms of revenues, we've had a 11.3% growth with a contribution coming in from the enhancement of tariffs, from energy prices, especially as far as gas is concerned, and also due to the growth of the volumes in the various sectors. In terms of EBITDA, I already mentioned that our growth was equal to 37.4 million euros, with a growth in terms of percentage equal to 6.2. The impact of our accruals have increased to 223.8 million. Because the last two plants that still hadn't entered this phase started the depreciation process. Together with this, we decided to continue paying close attention to our debt due to the external reasons we're all aware of, which are typical of the times we live in. And therefore, we've had conservative accruals to bad debt equal to 49.7 million euros. Therefore, in terms of EBIT, we we've had same growth in terms of percentage compared to EBITDA. We haven't had a significant changes in terms of our 4 million euros in terms of depreciation, in terms of net financial interest, And therefore, we have a pre-tax profit equal to 221 million euros with a 7.6% increase. Now, to this result, we also need to add the effect in terms of taxes brought about by the Robin tax and the ERAP that I already mentioned, which together account for 4.9 million euros. But we also proposed an adjustment in terms of taxes to make a better comparison with last year, taking into account that you may remember that last year we had had we had brought forward the payment of taxes stemming from previous M&A operations, and that was the advance payment of deferred taxes equal to 25 million euros. This year, in terms of the same operation, we are at a 6 million euro amount. Therefore, in order to make a correct comparison, we decide to apply this further tax effect only in the bottom line of the report. Minorities went down from 24.8 to 22.2 million. Therefore, the net profit is 97.1 million vis-a-vis the 92.2 million euros last year, taking into account the advance payment of deferred taxes I referred to a few minutes ago. These are the main points, and I'd just like to remind you of yet another element on this page. It is the issue of productivity. We continue to see an increase in productivity in terms of our structure compared to EBITDA. Over the past 3 years, we went from 82,700 euros up to the almost 100,000 euros per employee, which is the result of 2011. And I believe this is worthy of mention because it underlines the efforts we've made, also due to the M&A growth, so as to be able to maintain growing efficiency in terms of our organization. If we turn to page four, and look at the contribution from the usual drivers, we can see that there is no real news in the sense that the three main components of our typical growth are present yet again. We have a significant contribution coming from our organic growth, within which the contribution of our energy activities was very significant because EBIT grew from 107 million euros to 138 million euros. We have had the effect of new plants. This basically refers to the full capacity of the Rimini waste-to-energy plant, the last one that was completed in 2010. And finally, as far as M&A is concerned, we had two operations, which began as of January 1st and July 1st, respectively. The first is the joint venture, the Enomondo joint venture. This is a biomass plant which was started at the beginning of 2011. And the second case is the merger of Sadori Gas into Hericom Marche as of July 1st. And if we look to these growth values and refer to the strategic areas, the areas that our business plan is based on, we can appreciate that the effects of each of these strategic areas has become more homogeneous in the sense that the relative importance of energy over the past 4 years, the years of the crisis, went from 9.5 to 21% of our total results. And it decreased the contribution coming in from our networks, therefore from the regulated areas, and waste, which went from 35 to 30% in terms of its impact on growth. This is obviously due to the threefold growth over the past 4 years that energy has been able to give us. In terms of our overall portfolio, we also have to mention that we are above 52% as far as the regulated area of activities is concerned on the total. I'd now like to give the floor to Mr. Moroni so he can illustrate the financial and investment side of things. Good morning. On page 5, I'd like to begin with the lower left-hand graph, because I would like to focus on the efforts made by the company in all of our activities in the last quarter to maintain the cash flows as they had been illustrated in our business plan forecasts and in our budget. And specifically in December, the group was able to achieve a significant amount of cash in, which allowed us to have a positive cash flows equal to 68 million euros. We were able to manage our working capital, which was in a very positive way compared to where we were at when we talked to each other last time in September. Whereas moving on to the top left-hand graph, you can see that the effect on working capital was pretty much stabilized, and the positive effects of operating cash flows were equal to 35 million euros after having taken into account investments equal to 317 million euros that we'll be going into later. Which in this specific situation represent an interesting and very rationalized amount. We have 35 million euros positive cash flow. Therefore, we met our target to have positive cash flows before any extraordinary operations and before the distribution of dividends, which did make an impact, increasing our net financial position to 1.987 billion euros. Which, again, compared to the previous result in the month of September, is improving. And it is also improving compared to our forecasts that I referred to, the forecast we had at the end of last year. This allows us to have some stable results in terms of financial ratios. Therefore, we have a debt-to-EBITDA ratio, which is at 3.1 times. Debt-to-equity is at 1.06 times. And a net financial position, which has a fairly high duration, because on average, it is at 9 years in terms of the average length of debt. Moving to page 6 now, we can see how the investments made during the year were split up. As I said, we have 317 million euros compared to the 345 million euros last year. Investments were made in the main business areas that the company operates in. and more specifically to the regulated areas, which are 56% of the total CapEx. All of the investments were completed in terms of introducing electricity smart meters. And we also further enhanced our district heating networks, again, as expected by the business plans. Therefore, our investments are in line with the development that the company had in mind, with a special focus on rationalizing and limiting investments so that we can achieve a sustainable level of investment also from a financial standpoint. And I'll now give the floor to Mr. Venier, who will be going into the business-by-business breakdown. As you know, we had already had the chance to comment these issues in the past quarter results. And as you know, in 2011, we felt some of the effects of the economic crisis, especially in the second half of the year. Nonetheless, our results were stable. We had an EBITDA equal to some 184.94 million euros, with a slight contraction compared to the previous year equal to 1 million euros. Obviously, this is a performance which is the first slowdown compared to the previous years, and that was simply driven by the volumes. And as you can see in the table, the second table, the volumes treated by third parties, in other words, urban waste and special waste, contracted by approximately 2.6%. And in this case, it was higher in urban waste rather than special waste, and this may come as a surprise. The reason isn't necessarily linked to the overall trends. The reason is that whereas in terms of urban waste, we are limited by the territorial elements, whereas as far as and in terms of special waste, we've been able to tackle things with a more aggressive commercial approach. These dynamics also reflect significant industrial decisions, because as you can see in the lower part of the table, the waste treated in waste energy plants have increased. This is obviously obviously has an effect on the use of landfills. This is obviously a choice made to be able to use our assets, because they're able to obviously dispose of the waste, but at the same time they can also create electricity, which benefits from incentives. As a consequence, this has also brought about that fact that we didn't lose any value, and we were able to keep some of the value which is intrinsic in the landfills for the years ahead, in which hopefully market will recover. As far as the second component of this business is concerned, there is consistency with what we had seen in terms of our business plans, and tariffs have grown by 3.3% on average in our territory, which is in line with our expectations. As you know, a part of all this is linked to costs, and partly it is linked to the size of services. Services and collection has improved, and therefore we've been able to increase our sorted waste collection, which on average on the entire territory allowed us to go beyond the 50% threshold, meaning that as of 2011, the Hera Group is able to recycle over half of the waste it collects. The final important element I'd like to focus on with you after a few months is the Waste Energy Project in Florence. As you know, we were assigned the tender. Within the next few days, we will be creating the company in partnership with the local operator called Quadrifoglio. And this will bring about the process in order to obtain authorizations, in order to be able to structure financing, and everything which is necessary in order to actually build the plant. We have already made some significant steps. We are waiting for the final decisions to be made from a legislative point of view in terms of incentives so that we can continue working on this very important project in a region, Tuscany, which lacks similar infrastructure. Moving on to the water business. In this case, something comparable to the waste sector from a tariff point of view is the increase equal to 3.4%, which we had already seen in the initial 9 months of the year. This is, again, very much in line with the forecasts of the with the tariff plans we had negotiated with the authorities. Within our territory, we had agreements which cover all of 2012. And then in two territories, which are the most important ones, the ones that have the largest amount of clients, these agreements go on to 2014 and 2015, respectively, meaning that in 2011 and 2012, there is full compliance with the initial agreements we had signed with the local authorities. And therefore, we can wait for the drafting of the new tariff schemes and the decision on the new authority in the sector. We, in the water sector, we've had an increase equal to 1.2% in the volume of water distributed in our aqueducts. In waste, the contraction of urban waste is an exception to the rule of the last few years, whereas in the water, this significant growth is an exception to the trends we've seen in the past 2 years. In the over the past few years, this depends from the cyclical nature and the droughts that we have every once in a while. Last year, if on one hand we suffered due to the heat we have and we had and due to the impact it had on the energy businesses, obviously, in the water business, due to that same heat and drought, we had a chance to increase the volume sold. Moving on to page 9, the gas business. We have a number of different elements here. The first that I'd like to underline, and which goes back to the common thread that the chairman was mentioning vis-a-vis our history, as you've seen, in the past few years, we always had a race between the waste and gas sectors. Last year, waste had won, whereas in 2011, gas is once again the leader with its 208.7 million euros in terms of EBITDA, with a growth equal to 7.6% compared to the previous year. And we had 100 million euros coming in from distribution, 90 million euros from sales, and we also had the contribution coming in from district heating. District heating is the activity which suffered the most due to the mild winter, due to the higher average temperatures we had, especially in the last quarter of the year. And that's due to the fact that, differently from gas, a sector in which distribution activity is actually sterilized at the cyclicality linked to weather. This isn't the same in district heating. Therefore, the results actually illustrate these dynamics. Based on all this, if we look at the volumes, what can we actually observe? Well, we've had a total amount of volumes sold to third parties, which is above 3 billion. It's at 3.3 billion, actually. 1.2 billion of this was represented by the hero trading wholesale activities. The remaining part, $2.1 billion, is the amount sold to end customers. And obviously, climate did have an impact compared to the previous year, and significantly at that, because we had a contraction equal to 120 million cubic meters. Nonetheless, the results were quite satisfactory. And then a final element that I'd like to underline is the one linked to our customers. And in the Marche region, especially, is a territory in which we were able to achieve some very satisfactory results. Obviously, in that region, don't simply have expectations vis-a-vis gas, where we have 120,000 customers, but we can also have customers coming in from electricity with a dual fuel offer. In the Marche region 3 years ago, we had zero customers. Now we are close to 28,000 customers, which means there's a 1-to-4 ratio compared to gas customers. And this is a yet further proof of the fact that we have a very lively approach, which can also be seen on page 10, where we can see that the electricity business was able to make a significant leap forward, probably one of the most significant leaps in our history, and we're at 73 million euros EBITDA with a growth which is above 13 million euros vis-a-vis 2010. Now, in commenting this figure, three factors need to be underlined, the first of which is the growth in the free market, which net of switching and net switching for the Salvaguardia market equal to 50,000 customers, which is a significant number indeed. Contribution to this came from the activity in the Salvaguardia sector, which, as you know, from the beginning of the year covers six territories vis-a-vis the previous three territories, with a one further terawatt hour per hour sold. And these combined elements allowed us to reach year-end at 480,000 customers. And according to the figures we were looking at today, we are close to reaching 0.5 million customers. Third factor which needs to be taken into account in looking at these figures is that, as you know, within this activity, we also have the generation activities. We have power generation assets. Therefore, the result you're looking at is also the offspring of the reabsorption of that production percentage that, as you know, in 2011, but also currently, suffers from an overcapacity situation, and there's a pressure on pricing, as you are all aware of. As far as distribution is concerned, it contributes with some 26 million euros to the results. Results were stable compared to the previous year. So this is pretty much the overall picture of the various businesses. And as the chairman was mentioning earlier on, in a very difficult context, they were able to contribute in a solid way and were able to allow us to grow during the year. As far as my conclusions are concerned, I'd like to make two remarks and ask a question. Two remarks are on one hand, refer on one hand to our satisfaction for having fully been in line or having gone beyond all of the targets in our 2011 business plan. As you can see, in terms of EBITDA growth, which is above our expectations, also in terms of CapEx reduction, also in terms of cash flow growth, we confirmed our expected dividend policy, and we also have soundness in our financial structure because it increased or actually improved at the end of the year. And I'd also like to mention what Mr. Vernier just said. We've had an increase in our customer base, which does have an effect both in electricity and in gas. Therefore, my first remark is that if we look at our business plan carefully, these targets could have been guessed. So it's a way of confirming the reliability of our choices. The second remark is on M&A. A lot has been mentioned lately about M&A. We continue with our policy based on small steps, which was confirmed in 2011. Together with these two operations, we also started the Florence project we already mentioned. We're also looking into a few other opportunities. Therefore, we will continue to grow consistently in this area. We look to the difficulties that we're facing with a great deal of trust. We have some very solid forecasts. And in the lower part of the page, you can see, well, do these sound fundamentals, do they still have a value? Because if we look at the relationship between our capitalization and our book value, or the typical ratios that we also always looked at in terms of EV to EBITDA and P to E, we may have some doubts in this sense, especially considering that the dividend yield is at 8.4%. But this is a question that perhaps I'll leave to you. And I'll now open the Q&A session. This is the Chorus Call operator. We can now begin our Q&A session. If you have a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. To leave the list, please press star followed by a two. Please ask your questions using your receiver. Anybody wishing to ask a question can now press star followed by one now. The first question is from the Italian conference, Stefano Gamberini, Equita Fin. Good evening, and congratulations, because your results are very good indeed. You confirmed your growth, and from this point of view, I do understand your regret for your current multiples. As far as the dividend yield issue is concerned, it's difficult to give you an immediate answer. I think that the market currently needs to understand what will happen in 2012. And this is the main element, because the risks linked to the performance of the Italian economy, and based on a number of shares in both in the sector and not in the sector. I was just trying to answer your question, because I do feel committed. I have three questions, if I may, the first of which is on the very interesting slide you showed on the debt trends. I'd like to ask Mr. Moroni, the 50 million euros, the negative 50 million euros in provisions, what are they about? What provisions are we talking about? Because there is an impact on debt due to the release of provisions. The second question is on waste. I was noticing that in Q4, waste had a negative performance from 56 to 45 million euros EBITDA. You can help us understand why there was a decrease in volumes, or if there are any other aspects which may have had an impact on results. And therefore, as far as 2012 is concerned, when we will also lose the PIP6 incentives, what can we expect from the waste business? Will we have a flattish waste sector in 2012 as well? This is the usual question. It's up to you to answer concerning your expectations for EBITDA in 2012. You think a flattish EBITDA is expected, and the same question as far as debt is concerned. If a flattish EBITDA, debt to EBITDA ratio can be achieved throughout the year. Now, let me answer your question on waste. The Q4 results for the waste business, which, as you were underlining, was lower compared to our expectations. It was at approximately 45 million euros. Take into account that it suffered from a one-off occasion equal to 1.7 million euros. The net financial position benefited from some cash on GSE on the previous green certificates, and we weren't in line with a criteria, this calculation criteria deals with the summing the auxiliary services. We had other situations linked to FEA. They recently have a more restricted position in terms of the interpretation of legislation. So as a precaution, we decided to keep that amount to the side vis-a-vis situations that we had seen. The positive side is that we've already been paid some of these green certificates, recognizing the value that we had obtained during the year. Therefore, besides the cyclical nature, Q4 in the waste business suffered from the credit stock of green certificates that we had increased, that we had inserted in our financial statement. And I'll leave the floor to Luca. And as far as waste in 2012, well, what can I say? In terms of market dynamics, we're looking at two very different months. We have January, which was pretty much in line with the final months of last year. Then we had February, in which we had 20 days of snow, which obviously brought about a number of effects, both on collecting waste, on having access to landfills, and in terms of having access to our logistics facilities. Therefore, March and April will be the first two stable months in which we will probably have a clear indication on waste trends. For sure, we won't have a significant recovery. We still haven't seen that. I don't think we will have any significant decline, because, again, 2011 had a contraction equal to 3% on urban waste, which is an anomaly, and hopefully things will recover. I think it's a little bit too soon to give you an answer, since we had two unique months at the beginning of the year that are still not enough to have a clear view on the remaining months of the year. The 50 million euros you were mentioning should be divided this way. 21 million euros of deferred tax assets. This is the tax asset which increased compared to the previous year due to the increased accruals we made. As far as the remaining 29 million euros, we have 7 from the TFR fund, 8 from the landfill fund, and then we have other more widespread accruals, such as legal expenses, which are very much a normal part of company managing the company, which don't have a significant impact. Then you had a third question as far as our debt forecasts are concerned. For 2012, they are very much in line with what we had illustrated in the plan. Therefore, in 2013, we will continue to have, as a forecast, positive cash flow, which will be even more positive, which still won't be able to offset the level we had envisaged prior to the distribution of dividends. Therefore, this is the hypothesis we're looking at. Meaning that we will continue paying close attention also to the ratio we will be able to express in terms of our net financial position to EBITDA, which, as you know, throughout the business plan, on like-to-like conditions, it will continue having a positive trend, a decreasing positive trend, and therefore we are committed to continue along those lines. Meaning that in 2012, you expect the free cash flow to not cover a dividend payout. Exactly. This is our hypothesis, which we always expressed within the business plan. It is very much in line with our with the commitment we made 2 years ago. As far as our overall forecast, as far as 2012 is concerned, for the time being, there is no reason to think that the expected growth level won't be achieved. This is the overall group level. But we also have to mention two aspects. The first of which is that given the general situation, and not due to our specific 2011 results, we decided to further increase our efficiency and to reduce costs on top of our business plan forecast. And therefore, this may bring about a further benefit in case the outside scenario were to become more difficult. And then, as we'd already mentioned, there may be a contribution coming in from an M&A operation we're looking at, which had also been expressed in the business plan. And it'll depend on the length of time it'll take for the negotiation. Thank you. If you have a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Our next question is from the Italian conference, Fabio Picardi, Banca INI. Good evening. I'd like to go back to the other significant growth element in 2011, which is the gas business. Its margins and your ability to manage your procurement activities. What can we expect for 2012 from this point of view? Well, as you know, the gas business, if we look at the entire process, it has two elements, distribution and sales. The distribution side of things is stable. In 2012, we will be entering the last year of the regulatory period, with the final part of its effects on the RAB that we benefited from in the first 3 years, and therefore, even this year, we grew 3 to 4 million euros, and I think that this will be confirmed in 2012 as well. Also because the regulation has already been completed. As far as the results of sales are concerned, this depends from two factors, amounts and margins. As far as amounts are concerned, everything is decided in the first 2 and in the last 2 months of the year. As far as the last 2 months of the year are concerned, I don't have anything to say. I can't make a forecast that far ahead. But based on the first 2 months of the year, As we know, January was a weak month. We lost 10 million cubic meters in sales, whereas February was a cold month, and we were able to recover. In other words, we had 70 to 80 million cubic meters, whereas March is already spring, if not summer. Therefore, we will see an erosion in the stock that we had created in the month of February. If we make a year-on-year comparison, looking ahead, the last quarter last year wasn't very cold. Therefore, I want to be a little bit more optimistic and not assume it will be warmer than last year. Therefore, in terms of volumes, compared to 2011, it should be at least in line with the results last year. As far as margins are concerned, I think we need to make a quarter-by-quarter analysis. As you know, the contracts for most of our procurements is based on thermal years. Q4 was very satisfying from this point of view. Therefore, unless we have any intervention by the authority on a share of sales as far as CCI is concerned, I'd say that for the first 9 months of the year, we have positive perspectives, if not better compared to 2011, unless we have any intervention by the authority on tariffs. For any questions you may have, please press star followed by one on your telephone. Radio Niki Banka Akro has the next question. Good afternoon. I have three strategic questions. I'd like to ask your opinion on the electricity market. How are things evolving? Apparently there are companies interested in selling assets but no buyers. Up to now, you have had a very positive position due to your short policies, and I was wondering whether or not it was time to start looking at acquiring assets. Second question is on the gas market. What is the situation in that business? We're still in a long position on gas. Therefore, we may think that Galsi will continue to be frozen for some more time, or if a decision will be made by the end of the year, giving a new perspective to the gas market. And the third question is connected to the first two. You mentioned M&A as an opportunity for 2012, and what will you be focusing on, generation, gas, or will it be on the more traditional waste activities? Also, again, with your first question, as far as the opportunities for generation is concerned, you're right, there are assets for sale, and we are short. So from this point of view, as we've always said, consolidation on this front has a strategic meaning also to keep the pace of developments and volumes. When I was asked this question 12 months ago, with a certain type of economic performance, well, I answered, well, within 1 year or 1 year and a half, it may be the right moment. Because the expected dynamics as far as consumption is concerned, they would have started to erode the overcapacity situation, and therefore they would have brought about some better times on the market. The truth is that the economy went in quite the opposite direction. Last year, by year-end, consumption was flat. The first 2 months were negative. Spread trends on the forward prices will be negative for all of 2012. And I think that we still have to think things through, because the discount that we would have to negotiate on the rebuilding the asset to cover the losses we'd have, or to cover the underperformances we'd have before we go back to a balanced situation, is such that a deal would be very difficult to strike. And this also needs to take into account the effects that they may have on our financial statement at the short term. So, yes, there are assets for sale. There still aren't being sold at very low prices, and I think that we still need to think things through a little bit more because before we make a move or before we make a significant move on existing and functioning assets that can be consolidated within our company structure. But the market is still sufficiently liquid, and it allows to continue having a short position currently. As far as gas is concerned, notwithstanding the spike we had in February due to the cold weather, to date, as far as the spot price is concerned, we still have a 4 euro cent difference on the spot between Central Europe and PSV. So we still have significant discounts vis-a-vis the long-term CCI, meaning that the market is still fairly long. And if the demand for electricity doesn't grow because the market is stagnant, then gas and thermoelectric consumption is the driver, that sector won't be able to grow unless we have specific temporary weather conditions. Therefore, there won't be a structural recovery in overall consumption, meaning that in the short term, we won't be going back to a balance on the market. Meaning that for the next 12 to 18 months, I feel we will continue having a long situation that will justify significant differences between spot prices and long-term prices. After your third question, I'll leave the floor to the chairman. Well, when I mentioned M&A, I wanted to remind you of our business plan, because it is true that we are going through a difficult situation due to the crisis. We all agree on this. But in terms of 2012, it's also true that what we've done over the past 10 years is important. What I'm saying is, gentlemen, trust us. We are basing our forecasts on serious information here. Why do I mention M&A? Because in the business plan, we only had two M&A elements. One was a true M&A operation. It was a multi-utility with which we have an ongoing negotiation process. And therefore, that was a confirmation of what we had illustrated in the business plan. Everything else, as far as M&A is concerned, or rather the second element, was the item related to a certain amount of investments in the business plan that could be used in the final part of the business plan with the gas tenders that we are preparing for, even though they won't be happening overnight. These were the only two items that had been made explicit in the business plan. Therefore, the first, or the former, has an impact on the 2012 forecast. As far as the M&A issue more in general is concerned, beyond the debates we hear every day, I think that there has been more interest in M&A, and we obviously are in line with this. Since you're aware of our track record in terms of M&A, without mentioning any names, if in the future we can add to something or we can increase our perimeter, well, we'll look into it. But we're not talking about negotiations. We're simply talking about information that we're gathering. Our next question is from the Italian conference. Maria Beatrice Gerosa, Mediobanca. Good evening. Also on the issue of M&A. I was wondering whether or not the fact that the municipality of Rome decided to sell a major part of its share in Acea is one of the things that you are looking at without having started any negotiation. Would you be interested in that opportunity to increase your presence in the water business? And also, talking about water, what is your forecast in terms of timing for the authorities' output on tariffs? And can you please remind us of the situation in the current contracts you have? Then a couple more technical questions. First of all, can we have the EBIT on a division-by-division breakdown and the distributed volumes in electricity and gas? And you can you remind me what your EBIT target is for 2012? Thank you. Let me begin with water. In terms of timing, obviously, timing is conditioned by the drafting of the regulation that will have to transfer these activities from the Ministry of the Environment. And our hope is that this legislation will be drafted quickly and that its publication will finally clarify the distinction of roles between the Ministry of the Environment and the Electricity Authority, giving the Electricity, the Energy Authority, the tasks that were outlined in the decree, both in terms of its competences as far as tariffs are concerned and as far as the issue of service is concerned, because the two things go hand in hand. As far as my personal perception is concerned, and listening to the words of the people within the authority, I think it's clear to me that they have understood the urgent need for this issue to be solved. And therefore, 2012, I believe, will be characterized by a number of decisions, that beginning with a timely decision in terms of hierarchy and the decision-making process are concerned. I think that this will bring us to the heart of the tariff issue in terms of remuneration of capital and covering costs. Therefore, 2012, we believe, will be the year in which we'll have the first clarifying actions. As I was mentioning, though, 2012 is a year that we look to very well, because we still have certain contracts that expire in 2020 or 2022. The only one that will expire more shortly is the one related to the Rimini micro-province. As far as tariffs are concerned, this is regulated by specific plans. And as I was saying in my presentation, Modena and Bologna, which represent 60% of our activities, they expire in 2014 and 2015. 2014 Modena and 2015 Bologna. Therefore, those tariffs have already been set through to those dates. Obviously, these tariffs are based on the current regulations. Therefore, if the authority were to modify those rules, then obviously there will be effects. Otherwise, they will continue. I'm sorry to interrupt, but theoretically, since the law was repealed, those who should pay the tariff, could they say, well, the law has been repealed, therefore the tariff we had agreed upon based on the old rules can no longer be applied? Well, there's two profiles here. We have a legal one, according to which we have two aspects of the referendum covered. The first aspect, vis-a-vis the referendum, is that the referendum comes into effect beginning on the day in which the President of the Republic states that that is now law, and that happened on July 1st, 2010. But it doesn't interrupt the current contracts, meaning that the agreements will expire naturally. Then we have a second, more legal aspect. I'm not sure whether or not the referendum was drafted incorrectly, but what they did was they repealed a comma, an article which had already been repealed. And it confirmed the validity of the previous rule, which was the Di Pietro decree. And that's a paradox, because Mr. Di Pietro was one of the promoters of the referendum, and he brought back his previous decision, which set remuneration on investment at 7%. I'm not sure whether or not that reflects the spirit of the referendum. That's a philosophical debate that I don't intend to participate in. But if we look at things, if we look at the regulations, if we look at legislation, that is what it says. As far as the second aspect is concerned, you were asking whether or not someone could refuse to abide by the agreements. Well, these agreements are actual contracts, contracts that the two parties involved need to comply with. What I do want to underline is that there have been no situations in 2011 which brought about any kind of standstill. And I can reassure you that even in 2012, the new tariffs for 2012 has been approved, and the increases are very much in line with the ones that we had agreed upon. Therefore, no one actually reconsidered these agreements. And keep in mind that if someone does want to reconsider the tariffs, then we may reconsider our investments. Since 100 million euros we invested last year went into the water business, and that brought about the tariff increase for 2012. Obviously, if someone wants to reconsider the tariff, at that point, we could reconsider our investments, because obviously the two go hand in hand. And the final aspect, which is linked to our territory, the regional government repealed the provision on the various acts, and we have a single authority now which inherited all of the competences which used to be of the various local authorities previously. Therefore, in terms of governing the overall system, we had a shift in competences beginning in 2012 into a single centralized authority, which will obviously help us understand things in perspective when the new tariff schemes will come into effect. Then you had a second question on distributed volumes. They're in the various business by business comments to the financial statement. As far as gas is concerned, we distributed 2.391 million cubic meters, which is a minus 114 million cubic meters due to the previous year due to the weather, but it has no impact in terms of the margins and profits. As far as electricity is concerned, we distributed 2.3 terawatts per hour, which is a 3% growth compared to the previous year. The financial statement, is the financial statement already available on the website? No, not yet, but if you need any other details, you can ask Jens, because he has all the figures. What do you expect from the regulatory review on gas distribution? Well, as you know, we had a long debate with the authority on electricity, also due to the changes which had come about in the previous months in terms of the cost of debt and other aspects. And I have a reasonably positive approach. Were I to apply the same criteria that were applied just a few weeks ago to gas distribution, I would obtain a significant improvement. It's also true, and we need to recognize this, that in the past 6 to 8 weeks, some conditions on the capitals market have improved, but not so much that they could recreate the conditions we had when Law 76 had been drafted. Therefore, I think we will have a slight improvement of remuneration. Or this is the direction we feel should go along. The previous business plan, there was continuity. Well, all we're left with is M&A. Well, as far as the municipality of Rome is concerned, honestly, we had no specific contacts. We just read the papers, and I think we can safely say that we have no intention of being involved in that operation. It would basically be a financial operation, all the more so if it would only be equal to 2%, that wouldn't make any sense at all. As far as our EBITDA forecast, if I understood correctly, because the line wasn't very good, for 2012, I'd like to go back to what we said, what I said previously. The growth expectations we have is consistent with the business plan, but it's also consistent with the past 4 years, 4 years in which we already had the crisis. So that is our target, our reference target. Without going into the numbers, just look at the graphs we showed you today, and that will help you understand what our targets are. That's our position with components that are adjusted along the way between one sector and the other. But overall, our strength is being able to maintain the pace we've always had, and feel that that should be our target for 2012 as well. Our next question is from the Italian conference, Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. My first question is whether or not the dividend you paid this year will also be kept at the same levels in the years ahead. This can be a floor for the upcoming years. But I have a question on the gas area. What was the trading area contribution to EBITDA? And then a question on Red Ambiente. What is the Red Ambiente EBITDA in 2011? And finally, what is the contribution coming in from green certificates? And what are your expectations as far as the new regulations on green certificates are concerned? We've been waiting for a few months now. As far as the EBITDA of gas trading is concerned, We're talking some 10 million euros. As far as the Head Ambiente EBITDA is concerned, this is at approximately 160 million euros, so something a little less. As far as the new regulation on green certificates is concerned, we're looking to a mechanism linked to feed-in tariffs. A few drafts of the decree were disseminated in the past few weeks. Obviously, the main difference here is represented by the fact that the feed-in tariff is applied over 20 years, whereas the current green certificate rules recognize the incentives for 15 years. Therefore, the effects are spread out over time. And this is obviously reflected in the financial results. In the drafts that I was able to see, as far as subsidies for waste energy plants are concerned, I saw some very different figures, ranging from all-inclusive tariffs at 125 euros per megawatt hour to drafts with 140 euros, others had 120 euros plus the price of electricity. What do you have in the business plan? What figures did you consider in your business plan to 2016? I think that in 2015 we're at 155 or 160 euros all inclusive. So we're looking at a range which is stable yet. It's difficult to make any forecasts. In 2 months I saw three different drafts ranging from 125 to 160 or 170 reasonably. And this may be even far too optimistic, so it's hard to say. I think we need to take an aspect into account, which is linked to the fact that defining the incentive system for biomass plants, we shouldn't be influenced by the phenomena we've seen in the photovoltaic sector. I don't think that to date incentives have been too generous. Actually, in the biomass business, and hopefully in order to make this type of initiative more economically feasible, and I'm not simply referring to waste energies, but also biomass and biogas, hopefully the incentives won't shift from the current levels, obviously excluding the fact that it will be spread out over 20 years rather than 15 years. But as you know, we are interested in understanding this new scheme very quickly, not only because we have new projects in mind, but also because the Florence project is based on it. The economic and financial plan that we presented in Florence is in line with our business plan, therefore the value was at 160 euros per megawatt hour. I had a question on the dividend. Yes, we heard it. We heard you, and I have to say that, frankly, having formalized the dividend for 2011 only today, I think it's far too early to talk about the 2012 dividend. Even though on a like-to-like basis last year, we had confirmed that same dividend last year. And we've read a number of resources in which we've read that our dividend policy wasn't clear. Therefore, without being controversial, all I can say is that if you want to believe us, well, then the figures are the same ones we had announced in the past. And given the growth forecast that we conserved, that we expect, I don't see why the dividend should shift. But again, I don't think that there's any reason to talk about the 2012 dividend already in March. Thank you. Our next question is a follow-up by Stefano Gamberini of Equita Fin. Just a few more brief remarks. First of all, can you give us an idea of the normalized tax rate that you expect for 2012? And the second is on the accruals level. accruals on credits. You have 50 million euros for this year. 2012 will be a difficult year. Therefore, I was wondering if 2012 will be on those same levels. As far as the cost of debt is concerned, you said 5.1, 5.2. Can you confirm that? And just a final question on what you have just said on the incentives you expect on waste. I was wondering whether or not your bid for the Florence waste to energy is based on a return. Therefore, if the tariffs were to be lower, would that change anything? Or if you made a bid based on these 155 to 160 euros per megawatt hour, if that lowers the return. But if I understood correctly, these are tariffs that would be applied to the new waste energy plants. Therefore, the ones you have in the business plan, do you see any risks for the 160 euros per megawatt hour that you have in your business plan with the launching of the new green certificates? Well, let me begin by your last question. You're right. The new incentives will be applied to the new plants, so in our case it would only cover Florence, whereas for the others, the old green certificates cover them up to 2016. After that, we will have to understand how the feed-in tariff will have to be converted. I don't have reason to believe that they will change substantially vis-a-vis the hypotheses present in the business plan. As you know, there's a mechanism that links the incentive to the green certificates to the price of electricity, so that should be pretty stable. I think the discussions we have with the GSC are more relevant vis-a-vis the subsidized share, and that may bring about some future benefits, including the final solution as to which share of the green tariffs should benefit from these incentives. As for the Florence waste energy plant is concerned, that is regulated by an offer made on an economic and financial plan based on a certain AR. Therefore, we will rebalance things were the incentive not to be in line with the hypothesis made within the economic and financial plan, a hypothesis which was shared with the municipality. Obviously, that deals with there needs to be consistency. In other words, were there to be significant changes, the tariff would no longer be acceptable, and that would bring about the it would make it impossible to build any waste energy plants in Italy. That would bring about some further problems, and therefore, there is a way to rebalance things. Beginning with your last question, as far as the cost of debt is concerned, we should continue being at this year's levels at 5.3 as far as the cost of debt is concerned, and take into account that it is made up by the component on gross debt plus a small part of negative carry stemming from the cash we had available, which we continue to expect to continue having in 2012. Therefore, 5.3 should be kept for 2012, because we don't have any specific needs to create funding. As far as the credits are concerned, this year's accruals are based on two main components vis-a-vis last year, which is on one hand the acquired delta for the new Salvaguardia customers, which we are still actually studying in order to understand the overall risks in terms of credit. we also have some opportunities to take advantage of, because the authorities actually are looking into some protection mechanisms, meaning that we will adjust our position based on when these mechanisms are published. And then the economic and financial situation of the context should be taken into account. And as far as customers in our territory are concerned, I have to say that the situation is better compared to the country in its entirety. Therefore, there may be, or there has been a decline in certain customer segments, but on average, we're doing better compared to the rest of Italy. Therefore, we feel that further on down the road, we'll be able to adjust our forecast for 2012. Whereas, for the time being, we're looking at this type of a scenario. And we'll also have the first effects of a project that we're looking at internally on credit control systems. And we're monitoring origination and monitoring and credit recovery that we want to complete within 2012. And this hopefully will help us to perform analyses and to recover things in a more rational way compared to what is currently being done. Your final question was on tax rate. We had opportunities in 2010 and in 2011. We took advantage of all of the possibilities we were offered by the financial laws and the financial maneuvers to try to offset or penalizing side of things. Up to now, we've been successful. Before we actually seized these opportunities, the optimization we had was to bring that below 43%. And in 2012, we hope to take advantage of the Monti maneuver in terms of the benefits we'll have in terms of deducting the EDAP tax. Therefore, probably should be able to have a compensating effect vis-a-vis the 3.5 or 3.6 million euros, which we feel will be the effects of the Robin tax. Should be a constant for 2012 as well. Therefore, I think that the tax rate of value should continue being at around 42 or 43%. Thank you. For any further questions, please dial star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, please dial star followed by one. There are no further questions. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you soon. And we will continue in 2012, and we'll see how we will be able to reach our targets, but with a great deal of confidence, because we feel that we have taken the right measures. Thank you very much. Goodbye.